Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Good afternoon. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Today is a Tuesday afternoon, broadcasting from a cold, rainy day here in North Carolina. We've been getting a lot of rain, but we have been suffering a drought. I was just really, really shocked to see how much the Catawba River, which runs through this area I live in, had receded from the shore. So we've been getting like 4 days of rain, and that is much appreciated. Today's date is December the 6th, 2016. I hope that my voice finds you in relatively safety behind these enemy lines. And it's just like that all over the planet, but I like to tend to think that we're in the heart of it here in the United States of America, which again is a corporation. Today is pretty much open news day, but I do have a couple of articles that I want to talk about. Well, one's a topic and the other is an article that I became aware of today. A friend of the Black Talk Radio Network, Mr. Michael Cord, the people's attorney up there in Philadelphia, had an article that was published in the Philly Tribune, and it is talking about the 13th Amendment loophole that allows for slavery as punishment for crime. And Mr. Cord, longtime activist, has been involved in many of great things and concerned with uncovering black history in Philadelphia. The organization Avenging the Ancestors, which I believe he founded, has done a lot of great work towards recognizing the enslaved African and black history in the Philadelphia area. And they had some great victories. That's how I came to know Mr. Cord. About, I think, in 2007, 2008, I reached out to interview him in some about an article or issue with the President's House, and they were uncovering, doing some construction work, and uncovered these grave sites of the enslaved Africans, victims of George Washington, the first president, because the first so-called White House was in Philadelphia. So, but he wrote that article a couple of days ago. It came to my attention today. It was published again in the Philly Tribune. I know he has a radio program on the terrestrial radio station in Philly, WURD. I've been a guest on that program in the past. And so, but I was really pleased to see this article and Mr. Cord pointing out to people who might come upon this article on phillytrib.com, and where he's talking about the 13th Amendment loophole. Now, this is yet another attorney that we can point to in the abolitionist movement, the slavery abolitionist movement, the new abolitionist movement. We can point to yet another attorney who is pointing to you the legalese in the 13th Amendment and how it really did not abolish slavery, but simply made the way for it to take on new forms and new ways for racists to practice slavery and profit off of the bodies of black people. So definitely want to get to that later. The Anti-Defamation League, also known as the ADL, has launched a veiled attack. They may not see it as an attack. I see it as an attack but launched a veiled attack on Representative Keith Ellison out of Minnesota. For some reason, I mistakenly believed that he was a senator at one time, but Representative Keith Ellison, who is a black man, who is also a black man who practices the religion of Islam. So he is a Muslim. I believe he may be the first. Who knows when you talk about the first? You go digging in history and you uncover all sorts of things. But he is, in modern history, the first serving openly Muslim representative who is a board member in USA Inc. as an elected official. Now, I believe this attack is because they want to derail his bid to become the next DNC chair. In fact, the attack is in a, what would we call it, a press release, the ADL release. Y'all might be asking me, what is the ADL? I shouldn't assume everybody know what the ADL is. I became aware of them sometime maybe in the 80s. Sometime they were saying something about the Nation of Islam, calling them racist and saying that they were anti-Semites, and the ADL has really lobbied a lot of criticism at the Nation of Islam Research. I think it's called the Research Department that put out the book. And I may not get the title correctly, so forgive me, but I'll be close. The Secret Relationship Between Jews and Blacks, something like that, and they called it anti-Semitism and has labeled Nation of Islam, is still labeled by many of these quote-unquote Jewish groups as a hate group and practicing anti-Semitism. And I've talked about this issue of what exactly is anti-Semitism, because when I look up the definition of Semitic, it refers to a language, it refers to a region in Africa. I'm talking about, we're going back, you know, more than 100 years or so in human history on the continent of Africa. And so Semite kind of refers to a language. It's one of the Afro-Asiatic languages. And I've done memes on this, but I don't really harp on it a lot unless it comes up. But it's a lot of people who, because they don't know the definition of words, they don't question the usage of words, they don't look up these definitions and say, well, does this really apply to what they're saying? You're saying I'm anti-Semitic, but a Semitic refers to a group of languages, and I don't know anybody that speaks a Semitic language. Oh, yes, I do. You know, I don't know anybody personally that speaks many of these different languages that came from that region of northern Africa. And so I'm not against anybody speaking any kind of language. So what do you mean anti-Semitic? And I've never heard anybody in the mainstream had these questions. Again, we just accept these things just like we accept this lie, this myth that the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery and the Civil War settled the question of slavery once and for all. And it has not. And more people are waking up to that fact. But a lot of people are still confused. And all of this is under a system of racism that's practicing racism, institutional racism, on a global scale through foreign policy and domestic policy, and probably their space program too. But anyway, they, you know, people just, it's meant to confuse you under these different labels. And I mean, Jew is not a race. Jew is not a race of people. And number one, if we want to be honest with it and we want to set aside labels, there is no such thing as a Jewish race, a white race, a black race, or is there Jewish culture? Is there a Jewish religion? Certainly there are. Is there European culture? Is there European religions that have taken a twist off of African religions and it just changed over the hundreds of years? Certainly. All civilizations started in Africa. Or is it African, you know? So if we just set aside these labels, you know, there is no race. And the ADL, I believe, was founded in 1915 to fight against racism and fight for the civil rights of Jews and what. But again, this is a religion. And nobody has ever offered to debate me on this or try to point me in the right direction, whereas I'm confused. But I know there are a lot of scholars, even in the black community. I've heard black scholars say, hey, Jews are non-white people. Now, we're talking about a system of racism now that created these racial classifications. But to simplify it and counter racism, there's three classifications according to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. There are non-white people, there are white people, and then there are white supremacists, meaning white people who practice the religion of white supremacy, which is the mistreatment of non-white people based on race. Okay, so this can get very, very, very confusing, and it is meant to. But one of the areas that I came to awareness that they were confusing people on this issue of Jews. And what really, really started opening up my mind to all of this was when I started seeing those melanated African, we want to use their nationality, Ethiopian Jews being mistreated in Israel. And I have pretty much a slideshow for our YouTube videos that I'll be sharing some of these articles with you. But that's what I want to mainly talk about, try to contribute to this confusion, but not contribute to the confusion. I misspoke there, excuse me, but to try to help people become less confused, at least in this area where I have become less confused about a group of white people in the system of racism who are also classified as Jews religiously, but mischaracterized as a racial classification. Again, there is a lot of confusion around this, but when I started seeing that there were non-white, non-European descendant people with more African genes than anything else, were also Jews. When I heard Sammy Davis Jr., when I heard he was a Jew, even back in the 80s as a teenager, I didn't delve into it or investigate it that deeply, but I was like, I did question in my mind, okay, wait a minute, Sammy Davis is black. In this, I didn't call it the system, but he's black. He's black like me. So what do you mean he's a Jew? So obviously Jew is not a racial classification, because Sammy Davis in the United States in this system is classified as black. So there must be something to this Jewish classification that's confusing, you know, people. So now the reason I just wanted to give that background, the ADL, which labels people anti-Semites and they claim to be fighting for the civil rights of quote-unquote Jewish people and all of that. But this attack is so that Keith Ellison does not become the DNC chair, the Democratic National Committee. Because remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a person who does practice, well, I don't know if she practices Judaism, so I don't know if it's appropriate to call her a Jew. See, again, I try to break out of what they tell us, and I try to classify something or get an understanding on something based on logic. Because if you just try to tick off all the boxes that they have, man, you can't help but become confused. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz is part of the Jewish lobby in Congress, also part of the private prison lobby as well. You know, if we want to talk about the issue of whether or not Jewish people, again, which isn't a racial classification, but have Jewish people who classify them, white people who classify themselves as Jews, did they participate in slavery? Yes, they did. They still participating in it today. But guess what? So are a whole lot of other non-white people, a whole lot of other quote-unquote good white people. A lot of it, I would say, for the most part, is ignorance on the ways that they are practicing slavery. Because, again, almost everybody, maybe 90%, if not more, of the population believes that slavery was abolished in 1865. And they don't know that they can buy stock in slavery on Wall Street through these private prison corporations, which rely heavily on government contracts. So, but they're trying to prevent him from becoming the next DNC chair, Mr. Keith Ellison, going back to his college days where, again, they're trying to confuse you, where he, in a speech or in some writings or something, gave his a public opinion on this practice of the United States subsidizing Israel, the nation Israel, which some people call it a Jewish state, and they call themselves a Jewish state, okay? But they really practicing racism and white supremacy, as some of these slides I'm going to share and audio that you'll be able to listen to. They're practicing racism against their fellow Jews. So that should give you a clue right then and there that they are white people. These are white people under the system of racism, the global system of racism, and they're going after Keith Ellison because he questioned out loud how logical was it for fiscally for us to keep subsidizing, giving millions, hundreds of millions, billions, actually, what am I talking about, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to this country to subsidize their practice of racism and white supremacy and their extermination of non-white people in that region and taking land, just how the United States grew from sea to shining, how does that saying go, from shining sea to the shore on the West Coast, whatever, just a path of genocide and land theft, and that's what the Israelis are engaged in right now. So the ADL, because of this criticism of the foreign policy of giving Israel a welfare state, in fact, all of this taxpayer money, when Americans aren't even being helped, and they're American people, we need the most help, especially black people, non-white people, we need the most help, okay? So why are we keep giving all this money, and not just to Israel, but any of these countries? If we keep going and digging ourselves in debt, right, and we keep hearing these tales about, and I'm not going to call them tales, but we keep hearing about the bill to the Federal Reserve that we're going to leave to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, then why do we sit around and approve all of these welfare checks to other nations in the amount of trillions of dollars collectively? Who knows how much, if somebody did the work and studied, and since they've been giving away money like that, and they're not giving it away. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. That money comes with strings attached. That's why they give it. So what is the purpose? How is it benefiting Americans to keep subsidizing the biggest welfare state in the world when it comes to U.S. public tax dollars, Israel? So that's why they attacking Mr. Ellison. But you know, there are white people who ask that same question, and they get attacked as well as being anti-Semites. And it ain't got nothing to do with no language. It don't have anything to do with race. Because the last time I checked, Israeli was a nationality. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Does being an Israeli not mean that you a citizen of Israel? What does that have to do with your racial classification? What does that have to do with your religious classification? What does it have to do with anything? So again, these people are practicing deception over there at the ADL, and him questioning the fiscal logic of giving all this money to Israel, and with its many human rights violations. And I don't really pay much attention to what the ADL has to say, but this is an article that has been, or a subject that has been circulated. And right now there is a political fight for the heart and soul of the DNC, or I should say the future of the DNC, as young people, especially the 30 and under crowd, especially the black voters, said no to Ms. Clinton and her Zionist friends. said no to the Obama wing, said no. We are not going along to get along with you people. You've been practicing slavery for years. You've been supporting the private prison industry. And we just don't believe Ms. Clinton when all of a sudden she just going to do a 180 on this issue. And we supposed to belong that. She had to be called, believe that. She had to be called out by activists before she gave the money back to the private prison lobbyists. So this is very important. Very important thing that's going, and I'm wondering if there's even going to be a DNC left, if Keith Ellison really even wants that job, pending the outcome of this class action lawsuit against the DNC for violating its own rules and cheating and shoving Clinton down the voters' throats, the primary voters' throats, when it was clear they didn't want her by public opinion polls. Through the evidence of the crowds that was turning out and through the leaked emails. So the DNC could be on hook for, I don't know, how much did Bernie Sanders take in? He took in a lot of money. And I would not just limit it to people who just gave to Bernie Sanders. If you gave to the DNC, you should join that class action lawsuit because they ran a rigged process. You talking about you care so much about democracy and one vote, one person, you know, and all of that and transparency. Come on. So there is, the DNC is in perilous condition right now, a very damaged brand, a very damaged corporate brand. But Keith Ellison wants to take on the job of rehabbing it and pointing it in a more progressive future or direction. He was one of the few elected officials who did back Bernie Sanders. He also stood by Bernie Sanders when they introduced the Justice is Not for Sale Act of 2016, which is a piece of legislation that would abolish private prisons in the United States behind these enemy lines. That would be a tremendous blow. But no, they went with Hillary Clinton, and they did it in an illegal fashion. So this is, again, part of that Clinton wing, that Clinton Democrats, as they've been called, who are launching an attack on Keith Ellison, and it could be for many reasons, because I'm telling you, the current president of the ADL, I looked up information on him, and at one time he used to be an executive of Starbucks. My abolitionist friends out there, what have we uncovered about Starbucks? What have we criticized Starbucks for? Using prison slave labor. That is correct. So again, many of these people are still practicing slavery, and they're practicing it in a racist fashion, as if slavery ain't bad enough, but yeah, they want to racialize it. So again, I felt the need to come to, not that Keith Ellison needs me to defend him, and that is really not what I'm doing. But what I'm really trying to do is show you the deception that the ADL is practicing and the reason why they practicing this. And also to help spread awareness about all this confusion going on concerning Semitism, concerning what is a Jew, what's not a Jew, what's racism, and white supremacy. So let me just first pull up this piece, and I want to show our YouTube listeners a screenshot. What I'm showing is one of the Israel's, or the quote unquote Jewish community's, largest or most influential papers, and it's called the Haaretz, Haaretz. And somebody published an opinion piece. Now, I could not read the article because you have to have a paid subscription in order to get inside. But I just wanted to take a screenshot of that because it's good to show people your sources. So somebody wrote an opinion piece, I don't know who, that was published for the subscribers of the Haaretz. And it says, the ADL's bad call on Keith Ellison, and it shared just a little tiny excerpt, and I want to share that with the listeners. For the sake of Jewish-Muslim coalition building in the age of Trump, let's hope the organization's unendorsement of the DNC chair candidate isn't its final word. So in other words, you got the one of the major papers that people who classify themselves as Jews read, one of the major papers on things that are going on with Israel. They have columns simply about Israel news, and they're saying that this person is saying that, hey, that was a bad call for you to try to paint Keith Ellison as some kind of anti-Semite, and we're trying to build coalitions and what have you. I mean, Keith Ellison was a Muslim. So is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a Jew. And as you know, just quick note, it mighty funny, I didn't hear too much out of the ADL when those emails revealed that a member of the Clinton team was suggesting that we attack Bernie Sanders based on his Jewish religion. I didn't hear y'all calling the Clinton campaign anti-Semites or anything. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know. I just didn't hear about it. It didn't come across my news feed. But anyway, the Haaretz is saying that this is a bad call. This is a bad call on Keith Ellison. On the ADL's part to try to label Keith Ellison as some kind of anti-Semite, being anti-Jewish or even anti-Israeli. Because it is right for U.S. taxpayers to question where their money is being. Many of us, we look at it, I look at it, let me speak for myself. You are forcefully taking my money through property taxes, through sales taxes, through just, middle class people are just taxed more than anyone. We pay up to 33% of our taxes. Corporations whine about paying 30-something percent. So you taking all this money from us, and then you do with it what you will. Not according to our will. And I just don't think it's right if I'm struggling, or we're, my family's struggling, or my nation is struggling, for you to be giving trillions of dollars away and subsidizing all these welfare payments to all these nations, not just Israel, but they get more than anyone, while at the same time introducing austerity measures upon the American people. Don't want to give them Medicaid. Don't want to give them Medicare. Really just don't want to give them nothing. Don't even want to give them help with food. Cutting the SNAP program all the time. They'd rather let food rot in the silo. They'd rather let corn or grain or whatever rot in the silo before they feed the hungry and the homeless. This is despicable, man. So that's a bad call. I'm glad the Haaretz see it. They may not see it from my perspective, but this is racism on the ADL's part, in my opinion. So this is what they wrote. Listen, I'm up against a station identification break, and we do want to always share the message music of our independent artists, and I want to try to stay on schedule here. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at the press release. We're going to take a look at the press release that the ADL put out about Keith Ellison when they endorsed him, then they unendorsed him after they found out in college he said something about, hey, I don't think it's right that we should be giving Israel all of this money. And we'll read what they quoted in their press release that Keith Ellison said that was supposed to be so offensive. All right, so you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I did not give out the phone numbers. We'll open up the phone lines for anybody with any questions or comments as we continue to share information throughout the next hour and a half. You can call us at 866-510-9025. That's 866-910-9025. And when I call for open lines, when we come back, you can just hit ** to unmute yourself. Please just watch your background noise as you join us. So stay tuned. We're going to take a station identification break. what message music am I going to share today? Because I loaded up some music because we want to support the independent artists out there that's making what I call message music that is not playing that the programming of the racist white supremacists practicing slavery that are programming people to engage in self-destructive behaviors, and behaviors, even if they aren't self-destructive, have been criminalized by these people that want to continue to practice slavery. They just don't want to give it up. So since we're talking about the lies of the ADL and their smear of Keith Ellison, U.S. Representative Keith Ellison, a black Muslim American, and we're going to let Qadir Latif, also a Muslim American, hit him off with how many lies. So you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. We'll be back on the other side.
You never heard it like this.
Say America is the land of the free, which is a lie, and the home of the brave. That's me a lie. This whole thing is built on lies.
Invasions. Yeah, got my Quran in the semi. They say Lincoln freed the slaves, so they put him on a penny. Put the Mossberg to his back. If them planes hit Harlem, would we be in Iraq? New Orleans got stuck by the system. It ain't take 2 weeks to help tsunami victims. Damn, why they do us like that? Lie to us like that, man. Strike back, man. They got the young black killed on the news, but they ain't get the other black who graduated from school. Got the blues, and I ain't talking about Crippins. If he too busy dying, got no time to listen, man. And you expect us to pray for the USA when the USA ain't praying for you to stay. Just waiting for execution day, trying to make us forget the games they used to play and the families they used to slay.
How many lies?
To the dark people, man. Can't cover them footprints, man. A loss of everything.
How many lies?
How many lies, Bush? How many lies, y'all? How many lies, Condoleezza? I got questions, though. Who gonna answer me? Yo, who bought crack to the U.S. and you just expect us to act like we're clueless? Give some bling bling to the foolish and he will be content with descendants of Judas. Cute Boogie spit the truest, flow tight just like the pockets of the Jewish. See, I keep a gat in the glove, and if a cop pull me over, get my gat from the glove, yeah. I gotta show my black people love, but they deaf. Just like you hit with a slug, you get deaf like fiends ODing on drugs. What's left? Pull the dirt from up under the rug.
You gotta watch out for the beast, man. Cause they will use Iron Kelly to take the heat off the Catholic priest, man. America, the land of the free. But how come it's never a white boy getting abused and beat? Tell me.
How many lies?
How many lies, man?
Cover up your
can't cover them footprints up, baby. Said he had two guns, two cars, two cribs. Last year did the bid. You took vacation in Madrid. Then you come to find out none of that was really his. Niggas just lying to the kids. Now the kids trying to do all the things he never did. Niggas don't respect the truth. If you don't like cops, why they're protecting you? And you never pop shots. Niggas scared to shoot. Never had a drop top. Never aired the roof. New studio, homeboy, where's the booth? It's the poet and I speak the truth. Get it. See, the biggest pimps ain't pimping hoes, they pimping flows. No Cadillac, just throwbacks and videos. And if the streets talk and the streets told, that young blacks walk around with no drive, cause their souls are repoed.
How many lies have you told today?
How many lies have you told today, man? The system tell us all, all sorts of lies to cover up their footprints, man. Got us believing all type of crazy things, man. Got us thinking that Jesus died on the cross, man. Got us thinking that there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, man. Got us thinking that black men can't take care of their seeds, man. Got us thinking
Black women can only be strippers, man. Black people can only be rappers, man. Pimps and hustlers, man. How many lies are we gonna believe, man? Don't listen to BET and MTV and all that nonsense, man. We made this thing, man.
How many lies have you told today to the hearts of the dark people, oh, 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 to cover up your footprints?
Can't cover them footprints,
hey,
baby.
Yeah. How many lies have you told today, hey, yeah, to the hearts of the dark people to cover up your footprints?
How many lies?
How many lies?
How many lies?
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News as we stream live on this December the 6th, 2016. Again, it is a cold, rainy day here in North Carolina on this Tuesday afternoon, but I'm not complaining because water is life. We got people who putting their life on the line for water in North Dakota right now. Shout out to the water protectors and the veterans who turned out to help them. I saw a story earlier about that, that Wesley Clark, former U.S. General Wesley Clark, I think he also threw his hat into politics at one time, but he frequently appears on alternative media, which I like to also call truth media, because you're not going to get the truth, as we just heard Qadir Latif talk about how the system lies is perpetrated through the corporate media. But Wesley Clark seems to have put together a force, if you will, of 4,000 veterans, and they are supposed to be deploying to Flint, Michigan after they leave Standing Rock. And again, I salute my fellow veterans. If you know, we really want to redeem ourselves for spreading racism and white supremacy around the globe as young men or young women, we didn't know what we was doing, but we understand it now. So this is one of the ways, by standing up for justice and fighting to implement one that is not based on racism and white supremacy and corporate rule, that is worthwhile. That is worthwhile activity to involve yourself in. So again, I salute those vets out there engaged in those sort of actions. So now, getting back to talking about the lies of the ADL pushing an agenda, and they are pushing an agenda because, as you will see in this press release, that they admit that they're pushing an agenda. So the Anti-Defamation League, you could just Google that, you'll be able to find their website. But here's the press release. It's titled, "Speech Raises New Doubts About Representative Ellison's Ability to Represent Traditional Democratic Support for Israel." So, well, let's, you know, again, these people operate in cold words, and nobody's more codified than these people who are operating on a global level, like the people over at the ADL. Again, the former executive of Starbucks, which uses prison slave labor. That's why people in prison in the United States have been striking against it, and there has been no media coverage. But they, you know, they operate in a codified manner. So traditional Democratic support for Israel means more racism and white supremacy, because that's traditional Democratic support. Hell, that's traditional American support. It's based on the spread of racism and white supremacy. Now, they try to lie to you and say, oh, these Christians identify with them because they Jews and Jesus was a Jew and all. That's how they sell it to a lot of Christians and what have you. And so for as long as Israel has existed as a nation created by the UN, with a lot of help with the United States leading the effort to displace Palestinians and ignore all the slaughter and human rights crimes to take that land to create this new state. And black people, y'all played a role in it too. Ralph Bunche, his descendants should be ashamed of what he did to those indigenous folks in helping these white supremacists from Europe do what they did in establishing Israel. And that's just how it was established. It's not like they had democratic elections or some kind of plebiscite or anything like that. And everybody who lived there said, hey, we're going to create this nation called Israel. Why? Because they already had one. It was called Palestine. So that has been the traditional Democratic support, no different than the traditional Republican support. All right, so this is what they had to say. Let me read some of this. The Anti-Defamation League, this was published December the 1st, so 5 days ago, said new information that has come to light since Representative Keith Ellison's announced candidacy for the chair of the DNC raises serious doubts about his ability to faithfully represent the party's traditional support for Israel. How about supporting Americans and looking out for American interests? So this is Jonathan A. Greenblatt, who is the ADL CEO, and he issued the following statement. When Representative Ellison's candidacy to be chair of the Democratic National Committee was first reported, ADL did not rush to judgment. Instead, we took a hard look at the totality of his record on key issues on our agenda. Well, what's your agenda? Is it an agenda that's going to benefit Americans? Is it an agenda that's going to benefit the constituents that Representative Keith Ellison was elected to the House of Congress to represent? So what is the agenda of the ADL? I would surmise to you that their agenda is Zionism. And Zionism, according to Malcolm X, and I tend to go with his definition, is racism. It's that simple. And I will provide you with some supporting documentation to support that strong statement I just made. So he goes on to say, instead, we took when Representative Ellison's candidacy to be chair of the DNC was first reported, ADL did not rush to judgment. Instead, we took a hard look at the totality of his record on key issues on our agenda. Again, I just said, we spoke to numerous leaders in the community and to Mr. Ellison himself. ADL's subsequent statement on his candidacy appreciated his contrition on some matters, acknowledged areas of commonality, but clearly expressed real concern where Representative Ellison had divergent policy views, particularly related to Israel's security. What does Israel's security depend on welfare? Because all I know is white supremacists and racists tell us black people that any kind of getting any kind of help from the government and being dependent on the United States government, that makes us into slaves and all of that, and that we should be working for, you know, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. And I mean, how long does Israel get to pull itself up by its bootstraps? New information recently has come to light that raises serious concerns about whether Representative Ellison faithfully could represent the Democratic Party's traditional support for a strong and secure Israel. In a speech recorded in 2010 to a group of supporters Representative Ellison is heard suggesting that American foreign policy in the Middle East is driven by Israel, saying the United States foreign policy in the Middle East is governed by what is good or bad through a country of 7 million people. A region of 350 million all turns on a country of 7 million. Does that make sense? Is that logic right? When the Americans who trace their roots back to those 350 million get involved, everything changes. Now, I don't see anything anti-Semitic about that. I see it as a logical question. When you got Americans dying on behalf of this nation, again, that was founded on racism and white supremacy, masked under religion. And so he's saying, why should we only be considering the interests of these 7 million, these few versus the many? Does it make sense? He's asking questions. Where is the logic? So former CEO, what's his name again? I'll come back to it later. The president of the ADL. He says that Representative Ellison's remarks are both deeply disturbing and disqualifying. So he's saying, oh, this disqualifies him from being in a leadership position in the DNC. Okay. And we don't want him. So we're going to impugn his character and we're going to smear him and we're going to get all our buddies in the media to pile on too. I don't see anything disqualifying. If I recall correctly, when they were coming up having the committees to determine what the Democratic Party platform was going to be, I think it did mention something in there about Zionism or something to that effect. This was debated. Okay. Now, he says, additionally, his words imply that U.S. foreign policy is based on religiously or national origin-based special interests rather than simply on America's best interests. Well, it is the truth. His words are correct if that's what he meant to imply. Why does AIPAC exist? Why does the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, I think is what the C stands for, why do they exist? Are they not a political lobbying group? Where you got Jews with people classify themselves as Jews, which is a religion, have come together and formed this organization, and they have dual citizenship in both Israel and the United States. And so, but they act solely on behalf of Israel, the nation, the country, the government. Solely what's in its interest, and every presidential candidate, with the exception of just a few, and Ron Paul being one of them, all went down to the AIPAC conference. Oh yeah, I think they disinvited Bernie Sanders. Didn't go, if I recall correctly. He did not go. Now, I don't know what the circumstances, whether he was invited, disinvited, or he couldn't make it, but he did not go. Hillary Clinton went down there. And she said some very troubling things about that what I would interpret as being anti-First Amendment speech. She don't care nothing about the Constitution and trying to say anybody who criticized Israel is guilty of anti-Semitism. See, this is what's going on in the Democratic Party. There is a fight between the traditional Democrats who support racism, white supremacy, slavery, and both here domestically and abroad, and then the younger people, the progressives, that have a more progressive view of the future and tend to lean towards practicing more justice, truth, and reconciliation than these corporate Clintonian Democrats who are also Zionists. So, he said, additionally, whether intentional or not, His words raised the specter of age-old stereotypes about Jewish control of our government, a poisonous myth that may persist in parts of the world where tolerance thrives but has no place in open societies like the U.S. So again, so now they're playing the victim card. They're trying to paint him as an anti-Semite. Which, again, he probably has nothing against any of the original Afro-Asiatic languages to come out of Africa. Again, the way that people need to look up the definition of words. But this is the card that they are playing. Now, what is AIPAC, I would say, to the ADL? What are they? They are a political organization. And so, what do they advocate on behalf of? U.S. foreign policy towards the nation of Israel. So, again, if you ask yourself questions, if you read slowly, if you understand and can comprehend English, the English language, you can just clearly see that this man is a liar. He's lying. That's not a stereotype. That's a fact. His very organization, while it claims to be a nonprofit civil rights organization, they're getting involved in politics. What do you call it when you're trying to, when you're giving endorsements and then taking endorsements back of people seeking political positions? I don't know if they're actually violating their nonprofit status. They say, what is it? The Anti-Defamation League, founded in 1913, is the world's leading organization fighting anti-Semitism through programs and services that counteract hatred, prejudice, and bigotry. So why? What are they doing getting involved in politics? Well, again, I'm not going to be hypocritical, because I know that politics control everything. Every people activity area is controlled by politics. They know it too. They know it's important. That's why they saying something about Keith Ellison seeking to become the next DNC chairman. This is why they are slinging these anti-Semite smears on him and lying to you, lying to me, and playing us for fools in this statement. What is AIPAC? What is the American Israeli Political Action Committee? If not an organization that's lobbying the United States government for policy that they see favorable to Israel. Let me see. Does he tell any more lies? Such support is crucial to, let me see, let me back up here just a bit. ADL is a nonpartisan organization and does not support any political party. However, we deeply believe in the importance of bipartisan support for Israel. Now, see, in the very next sentence, they sit up there and tell you that they believe in bipartisan political support for Israel. They don't use that word in the article, but that's what we're talking about. Politics, both parties support for Israel. So how dare this man sit up there and say that this organizations that lobby the United States government for policies favorable for Israel is a stereotype and a myth, and Keith Ellison is engaged in anti-Semitism against the Jewish people, and then you sit up there in the same press release and admit that you are a political organization or you're doing political lobbying on the behalf of Israel. Because you ain't doing it for Americans. This is the deception, but he's not even good at deception. Now, people who've been raised up in, I'm not going to say everybody who came up through the public education system, but let's just face the facts. Literacy is a problem. Is a problem. Literacy, and just cause you can read words don't mean that you can comprehend sentences or comprehend paragraphs or comprehend total articles. But I would hope that the majority of people who read this can see through the deception here and see this man's contradictions. So since they're lying to you while admitting to you that they are lobbying the U.S. government on the behalf of Israel, not on the behalf of Americans, I mean, why should you take their word on anything? These people are liars. This man, Jonathan Greenblatt, is a liar. Now, let me show y'all his picture if I can just scroll over just a little bit. Because, again, this is a white man, and we shouldn't be confused about that. Let me see if I can find his picture. I thought I had it up. Just look him up on ADL. It's under leadership. I'm going to go ahead and close that out. But he's a white person. He's a white person. He's hiding behind a religion because it has traditional victimhood status. Yes, there are people who attack people simply because of their Jewish classification, and that's wrong. That's hate. But see, they take that and they misapply it. They take that to push ulterior motives. They play the victim card in order to push their own agenda and not one that's based on justice. They're doing the same things that Al Sharpton is often accused of doing, for playing the race card and making money off of, you know, keeping black people dependent on the government for handouts. And, well, what the hell is these people doing? Nobody gets more handouts than the Israeli people. Nobody. Now, there is one thing that I think I wanted to share from Haaretz. Let me back up to Haaretz. This is how you destroy this anti-Semitism talk when you criticizing a country and its policies and its practices of racism and everything else it's engaged in that's violating many people's human rights, and you criticize them and they try to call you an anti-Semite or you are anti-Jewish or whatever. If you notice, there's a story on the Haaretz, and it's right there. It says, rising Israeli Arab star no longer has to worry about humiliating airport checks. Let me say that again. There's so much you can get from that headline from the Haaretz. Rising Israeli Arab star no longer has to worry about humiliating airport checks. So she not being treated equally here as an Israeli, and she ain't Jewish. She ain't being described. She could have converted to Judaism, because anybody can, like Sammy Davis did. So, but she's an Arab. They're calling her an Arab and an Israeli. So again, I submit to you that evidence and logic would suggest that Israeli is not a religious classification. It is not a racial classification, but it is a nationality. Just like they say when they call you an American, that's a nationality. That means you are a citizen of USA Inc. That's all. That's what that means. So again, this is how these people practice deception. They rely on the ignorance of the masses. Not that I'm blaming the masses, because they've been programmed with lies all their life. I'm still learning. So I just wanted to point that out. So Keith Ellison criticizing the policies of Israel can't be based on race. It can't be based on religion when you have all these different Israeli citizens of different classifications. Okay, so let me I got another one from Glenn Greenwald, who I don't know if Glenn Greenwald practices Judaism or not. I don't know if he was raised in that religion. I don't know, but I have heard that he is referred to as a Jew in media. They say he's a Jewish man, so hey, I don't know. But he wrote an article calling out the ADL on its smear tactics. Glenn Greenwald, for those that don't know, is mostly widely known in the United States government probably wants to kill him or put him in jail, and he's hiding out in South America. But he is the one that published the Snowden documents, and they launched this independent media platform, him and some other journalists, called The Intercept. And we will bring you what Mr. Greenwald wrote in The Intercept today. When we come back on the other side, we're going to take a station identification break. I'm sorry, I forgot to check the board, but if anybody has any questions or comments when we come back on the other side, just hit **. I will see you unmuted, and I will come to you. So, we'll share that Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept article calling the ADL attacks on Keith Ellison as a smear job. This is simply a smear job. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. It is a nation, a corporate nation, you know, really it's a corporation that's still legally practicing slavery. So we'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Many of you thought that we should go right on out then and make war on the white man. You wanted to do it yourself, didn't you? Didn't you? You wanted some action then, didn't you? Because you don't like the idea of white people shooting black people down, do you?
You are born
don't tell
to
me what you can't do.
You all make some wrong decisions.
Born with the have-nots.
But in the midst
there's more successful
the right
people
thing,
out here that I've been through worse.
But
it's my goal that
we
can't do unless you see your name.
I'm saying,
doing nothing.
We gotta forgive ourselves first.
The government invaders, niggas do get faders, pack your shit and hide your faces. You never replace us. To the government invaders, niggas do get faders, pack your shit and hide your faces. You never replace us.
Out my mother's womb came nothing but a thoroughbred. Alcoholic Anonymous was a father that I never had. Cooking classes every day in school, never obeying with my mother telling me to do. Look, that was me. Psychiatry with Dr. Brody once a week, and out of shame. At the age of 12, I had a head shrink. My mama's good boy and gone bad. Serving rocks, disordered knees with the cops and filling body bags. That ain't the way my life was supposed to be. Instead of college, I grabbed a master's degree out on these wicked streets. My face was posted on your neighborhood retreat. I was dodging APBs, went to jail for me. I'm blessed, now I'm free. Look, all dreams are reality. 100% autobiography, sucker free, menace to society. Kicking nothing but the wax out your ears to your feel vibrations of what you're missing. Now listen clear. Y'all seen on the map now, lyrically raping all you bammers who be straight faking with that dumbing down. Bungee jump without a string, bitch. I guarantee that the case won't be dismissed until I sink your whole ship. And that's the way we roll around here. Chomp directing the foul lyrics towards 360. Your whole career gets sunk. I'm here forever, that's affinity. No love or remorse for you devils up in the government running slavery. My First Amendment spelling freedom of speech. Let us be free, my brothers and sisters, from the prison in the street. No longer slinging the government's crack now. In the studio making reality music, so I'm getting down. And I know you straight loving this. I'm here to stay, say what I say. Press rewind and let this joint play.
We who are the heirs of the slave-owning and slave-trading nations of the past have to face the fact that our historic prosperity was built in large part on this atrocity.
You sit in there, let go of it. Let go! The service came to a halt. The congregation watched as, still standing a few yards from the Queen, the protester, Toyin Agbeto, demanded that Britain issue a formal apology for its part in the slave trade.
If the word sorry is so hard to say, and near the Queen, can you let it go for a punch round? You're a disgrace.
Mr. Agbeto shouted directly at the Prime Minister sitting in the choir stalls before he finally withdrew.
The government did hate us, niggas that came fade us, back in shit and hide your faces, cause you never replace us.
500 schools.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Drugging our kids in our schools like they all
do. 50 times.
Some type of attention to yourself, whatever you want to call that, right? Hey, look, they plugging our women in the penitentiary. You see what I'm sterilizing them. Them depo shots, they sterilize. You get diabetes ASAP. Man, look, we drink soda, but we need soda. I need to get the corona off my battery. Use some soda. Look, they black out the television. You ain't gonna see no damn ride. They control the TV.
Ain't no more time
we
for
got
marching.
To unite.
It's time for
look, it's
unite.
Beyond a black and white thing. It's a right and wrong thing.
You gotta
use your brain.
You gotta be
listen, it's more white people. It's more Hispanic people that is down with this whole slavery issue. We ain't second generation no more. We third. They're trying to move up the Hispanics to be second. We're about to lose our voice. But don't forget the hue. Don't forget the love. Don't forget the heart. Don't forget the mind condition. Use your brain.
The government can hate us, niggas that can't fade us, pack your shit and hide your faces, cause you never replace us. The government can hate us, niggas that can't fade us, pack your shit and hide your faces, cause you never replace us.
And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. That was Yasin 365, wise guy. Look him up on the internet. Again, we got to support our independent artists. Now, y'all heard, I hope y'all heard him mention depo shots and how they were sterilizing black women in prisons and what have you. We've even heard that in the courts where judges have argued to put women, a black woman, that one particular story, force her to get birth control or tie her tubes and whatnot. So that was a track titled Zimmerside. It was published right around during the aftermath of George Zimmerman murdering Lil Trayvon Martin, a crime for which he still has not paid for. So shout out to Yasin 365, wise guy, on that one. Now, so I said I was going to show you the Intercept article by Glenn Greenwald. The smear campaign against Ellison is repugnant, but reveals much about Washington. This was published on December the 4th, just 2 days ago. Ever since he announced his candidacy to lead the Democratic National Committee, Keith Ellison, the first American Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress, has been a target of a defamation campaign that is deceitful. This is from a person, I don't know if he a practicing Jew, but he's been classified as one by people in the media. But they said that this defamation campaign is deceitful, repugnant, and yet quite predictable. At first expressed in whispers, but now being yelled from the rooftops by some of the party's most influential figures. Ellison is being smeared as both an anti-Semite and enemy of Israel. The same smears virtually any critic of the Israeli government reflexively encounters, rendered far worse if the critic is a prominent American Muslim. 3 days ago, the now ironically named Anti-Defamation League pronounced Ellison's 2010 comments about Israel's deeply disturbing and disqualifying. Other Israel advocates have now joined in. What are Ellison's terrible sins? He said in a 2010 speech that while he wanted the U.S. to be friends with Israel, the U.S. can't allow another country to treat us like we're an ATM. Again, I've heard people classify this white in this system, conservatives in this system, Republicans. Ron Paul has talked about fiscal responsibility, and he has questioned why all of these nations get to treat the United States taxpayer like an ATM, all up in our pockets. As the Glenn Greenwald goes on to write for The Intercept, as the full speech makes clear, he was referring to the indisputable fact that while Israel continues to take billions of dollars every year from the U.S., far more than any other country receives in aid. Again, who's the biggest welfare recipients in the world? Don't be talking about no American citizens on Section 8 housing or living in the projects or got an EBT card if you ain't saying something about Israel, Egypt, and a whole host of other countries that are taking these bribes from the U.S. government in the form of they calling it aid. But in Israel's case, this is, again, a lot of symbolism is at play here. Most Americans do not really identify, some do, but not all identify with Israel as the only democracy or whatnot. In the Middle East, or as they call it, the Middle East, is Northern Africa, is in Africa. But they identify them because they're white. It is you who are confused. The general masses out there are confused by these different designations that these white people codify themselves with. These words and what have you. And a lot of people, again, due to most of them, no fault to your own. Can't keep making excuses for people in the age of information. So, biggest welfare recipient in the world. It continually, Glenn Wall writes, disregards and violates U.S. requests to stop ongoing expansion of illegal Israeli settlements. Again, this is racism, white supremacy. This is how America enlarged itself. USA Inc. was able to get all the land holding that it has. The same way, violent occupation, then you expel the people, you do things to exterminate them, to just murder them and displace them. So this is what's going on. And Glenn Wall is saying, and even the Obama administration has sometimes tried to point out to Israel, look, you're getting all this aid from us. We're telling you, you are causing global instability. You're causing this region to be unstable. When you keep pushing upon these people's land and taking their land and building settlements on it and moving your people in, you can't keep doing that and keep getting U.S. aid. So even the Obama administration, just in last week, I think, the State Department said something to them, but they don't never. All they do is beg Israel. Now, again, who's really in power here? You begging Israel to stop practicing racism, even though you ain't putting it in that term, to stop practicing genocide, to stop stealing these people's land, but yet you ain't willing to withhold any of these welfare funds. I mean, why should they? All you do is bluff. So, let me see. I think this is what Ellison wrote. Stop. You know we are sending a meal, $2.8 billion a year over there, when they won't even honor our request to stop building in East Jerusalem. Where is the future Palestinian state going to be if it's colonized before it even gets up off the ground? Now you got Clinton and Biden and the president who told them stop. Now, this has happened before. They beat back a president before. Bush 41 said stop. And they said, we don't want to stop. And by the way, we want our money and we want it now. Ellison laughs, right? You know, I mean, we can't allow. We are Americans, right? We can't allow another country to treat us like we're their ATM, right? And so we ought to stand up as Americans. So you ought to see a pattern in practice here, those who pay attention to the people activity area of politics. These are the same smears and stuff
that were used against Ron Paul or anybody else on the so-called political right or libertarians or conservatives who have asked this very same question. So now you got a person on the so-called left, a progressive, a Democrat, who's saying the same thing. And so now here comes the hit squad, the defamation squad, to defame the name of Representative Keith Ellison for asking very logical questions of his fellow Americans. Glenn Wall writes, equally sinful in the eyes of the ADL was this statement on U.S. foreign policy. The United States foreign policy in the Middle East is governed by what is good or bad through a country of 7 million. That's what the ADL cited in his press release. So we'll skip that part. Let's see. Glenn Wall writes, as J.J. Goldberg of the Ford noted, Ellison wasn't lamenting the insidious influence of U.S. Jews, as the ADL shamefully claimed, but rather was plainly describing how American Muslims could have greater influence on American policy if they learned to organize. And agree or disagree with those positions, it is an indisputable fact that Israel receives far more in U.S. aid than any other country, yet continually does exactly that which numerous U.S. presidents have insisted it not do, often to the detriment of U.S. interests. So again, how are Americans benefiting? And past presidents, both Republican and Democrat, have asked this question. So it ain't no stereotype. It ain't no nothing. There is a organization registered in the United States called the American Israeli Political Action Committee or Commission that does what? That lobbies to get at least almost 3 billion butter biscuits off the dinner table of American citizens every year, and pulls us into all of these different conflicts. So Ellison ain't expressing nothing new here, and it is not racism, because Israeli is not a race. Israel is a nation. Its people are known as Israelis. Its citizens are known as Israelis. They can say it's a Jewish state all it wants to, but again, I think that's code for racism, white supremacy. And I'm going to show you why. So Glenn Greenwald had a lot to write here, and you can check out the rest of it on The Intercept. So he's pretty much taking the same position that I'm taking, although using different words, but this is a smear campaign, plain and simple. Let me see. Now, I want to point out some things about Israel and why I call it a racist state. Because they want to play the historical mistreatment of people classified as Jews, which they have been. Let's not deny that. I'm not a Holocaust denier or anything like that. Although I will point out that I don't even know the true number of Africans that was killed and murdered by the Germans and their allies during World War II. But and I also acknowledge the people who were targeted because of their political classification of communists or whatever. People who were targeted because of their physical disabilities or mental impairments, and also because of their racial classification. Now, again, I may have been confusing earlier when I said black scholars contribute to some of the confusion, because I heard a black scholar, their name isn't important, but the black scholar said that Jews are a race and they're non-white people because Hitler wrote about them. Well, Hitler was no authority on anthropology or any kind of science. From what I heard, he you know, studied to be an artist and, you know, was a painter and all of that before he got into politics. So just because he classified these people as being non-white, non-Aryan, or what have you, that does not mean in a system of racism and white supremacy that these people are not white, because they are. They can hide, just like we say about people trying to equate the mistreatment of people classified as gays, and they say, well, you can't compare that to being black, because I can't change my skin color, I cannot codify my skin color, I cannot hide the fact that I'm black. But you can move behind the enemy lines in a codified manner as a gay person on your job or anywhere else in society. The fight is for what you're fighting is because you want to be able to openly express who you are in that regard. But any other time, you can escape the mistreatment. So, again, same thing with people, white people, who may practice the religion of Judaism, making them Jews. See, they can take their religion off their sleeve. They can remove the yarmulke from the back of their head and shave themselves, and they'll look like the president of the ADL. I wouldn't know him from another white man on the street. Now, this, let's not play games here. Israel certainly views its citizens differently. As we looked at the Haaretz, they said this Israeli Arab. So they have classifications, racial classifications and what have you, cultural classifications. And they say, oh, she's a star now. She's not going to get harassed like all the other Arabs is getting harassed, whether they citizens or not. Because she's a star now. She's a celebrity. So she don't have to go through that humiliation through the chick, you know, getting on a plane or coming in and out the country. But Israel, this is an article published in Salon from 2013. Israel admits Ethiopian Jewish immigrants were given birth control shots. Remember, Yasin 360, wise guy said about what they were doing to black women in the prisons? Well, they were doing this to black women in Israel. These are Jews. How can they not be Jews? They're described as Ethiopian Jews. Why they use that nationality and don't call them African Jews or just call them Jews? But see, even in Israel, they make a distinction based on skin color. And they mistreat these people based on their skin color. And them being Jews ain't got nothing to do with it. But I don't see the ADL accusing the Israeli government of being anti-Semites for their mistreatment of these Jews. Oh, what's the difference? Oh, their skin color is different. They look black. They are African descendant people. They look black. So we're going to mistreat them based on their skin color. That is what